Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Turley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Slaughter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Slaughter scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Berra moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantle tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Berra moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Berra reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berra moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan spins and fires to second and Klaus drops the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Carey moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Andy Carey. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0 for 1 in the game. Turley strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slaughter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing third base. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berra throws the ball into Coleman who tags Lepsio, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Thornberry moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. White scores. Thornberry scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 4-3, Yankees. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Barra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barra. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. Williams scores. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Sisky now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berra takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skowron strikes out. 1 out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantle moves to third. Barra moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Mantle scores. Barra moves to third. Hunter moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Herb Noren pinch hits for Sonny Dixon. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Morgan now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Sisky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Suski moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bowling moves to third. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. Klaus scores. Williams moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. There goes Vernon trying to get to home. Vera throws the ball into Howard, who tags Vernon, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 9-5, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mantle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Jim Coates now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio is hit by the pitch. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suski takes first base on ball four. Lepsio moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Lepsio moves to third. Suski moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Slaughter, who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Lepsio scores. Suski scores. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Collins pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Joe Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. George Wilson pinch hits for Jim Coates. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Wilson now playing right field. Tom Carroll now playing third base. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zovchin pinch runs for Mickey Vernon. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Zovchin now playing first base. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. McDermott moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Skowron reaches second base with a double. McDermott scores. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Skouran scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Howard moves to third. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Ike DeLock now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 5 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Yankees 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens scores. One out. It's 13-7, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 5 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carroll strikes out. One out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman strikes out. 2 outs. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.